This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam today. In Guwahati, he inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lachit Ghat, a nearby area, and virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. The Prime Minister also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM e-Bus Seva scheme for four cities of India. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, and witnessed aerial display of fighters, transport aircraft and helicopters. The emergency landing facility was constructed with 100 crore rupees. He criticized the Congress for negligence and underdevelopment of the region during their rule. He said, during the last 11 years, more than 5.5 lakh crore rupees was allocated to the northeast, and unprecedented development can be seen in the infrastructure sectors of the region. The Prime Minister said Assam has emerged as a key growth engine for India during the rule of the BJP-led government only.
इलेक्ट्रिक बसों का जाल बिछा रही है आज ही मुझे गुवाहाटी में 100 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों को हरी झंडी दिखाने का अवसर मिला इस वर्ष के बजट में भी पूर्वोदय स्कीम के तहत 4,000 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों की घोषणा की गई है इससे आने वाले समय में बहुत बड़ी संख्या में असम को भी इलेक्ट्रिक बसें मिलने वाली है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the cabinet approval for three multi-tracking projects covering various districts across Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka will strengthen rail infrastructure, reduce logistic costs and create job opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi said the decision of widening National Highway 167 from Gudebellur to Mehboobnagar on the Hyderabad-Panaji economic corridor will boost economic growth, create employment and further ease of living. Prime Minister Modi said the cabinet has also approved a four-lane access-controlled greenfield corridor between Gohpur and Numaligarh, including India's first underwater road-cum-rail tunnel under the Brahmaputra. He said this transformative project will enhance connectivity, reduce logistic costs, and accelerate growth across Assam and the entire northeast. Mr. Modi said the cabinet has approved the extension corridor from Noida Sector 142 to Botanical Garden, Noida. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved three multi-tracking projects covering 12 districts across the states of Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka, increasing the existing network of Indian railways by about 389 kilometres. The total estimated cost of the projects is around 18,509 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2030-31. These projects include Kasara Manmar 3rd and 4th line, Delhi Ambala 3rd and 4th line, and Ballari Hospete 3rd and 4th line. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said artificial intelligence will power the fifth industrial revolution with a focus on societal impact, adoption and governance. Speaking at an event, Mr. Vaishnav said India will host one of the world's biggest AI summits this year, signalling the country's rising influence in next-gen technologies. In badminton, India's Pramod Bhagat clinched the men's SL3 gold medal at the BWF Para World Championships with a commanding straight games victory over Indonesia's Muhammad Al Imran in Bahrain today. The 37-year-old outclassed his opponent 21-12, 21-18 in the final, securing his fourth consecutive singles gold at the World Championships and his sixth overall world title in the SL3 category. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing 176, South Africa were 142 for 3 in 14 overs against New Zealand in the Group D clash in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.